And then you have the north and south of things with George in Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha. And you had that dead weight Big Fatty on with you discussing Easter. And that was a really good show too, you guys. So kudos to you on the north and south of things.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Kudos to that dead weight on to Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3447 of the BFO for Thursday. Big Fatty, it's Earth Day, it's true, the 22th of April. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, I've just gotten things confused. Big Fatty. Hello, Earthies. Big Fatty, is that like Moonies? Like Mr. Mooney? No, I don't think so. Mr. Earthy? I don't know. Y'all, it's Earth Day. And I think it's supposed to be a day that we... look at how we've fucked up the Earth, I guess. Because we always talk about, oh, the things we've got to change. Well, we didn't have to change them if we hadn't fucked it up to begin with. Bleh, Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, we wouldn't have to fix it. Well, I don't know. See, y'all, I'm confused again. Bleh. Ready?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 22th of April, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, anniversariums, y'all. The first, y'all, he has been around, podcasting forever, I believe. And y'all, I've met him at the Pride 48 event in Las Wages. Y'all, I'm talking about the Ramble Reed Heat. He and Roger are having an anniversarium today. And y'all, two people that I've met many times at the G'days and at the Pride 48. Y'all, just good people. Good people. Y'all, of course, from Pot is my co-pilot. Y'all, I'm talking about Taylor the Latte Boy and what's his name? Baba Lou, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm confused. So y'all, if you see Rambo Reed Heat and Roger or Taylor and Baba Lou, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Music for the very confused host. It's true. Y'all, if I sound a little different today, Fatty, you're confused. Well, that too. But y'all, I'll tell you why in a minute. But y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, for my supper, I had some of that pulled poke, and y'all, I fixed up a box of those Green Giant antioxidant frozen vegetables. Y'all, they're delicious. It's broccoli and carrots and red and yellow peppers, and I think that's it. And y'all, it's just real good. Good flavor. Mix that all together in a bowl, and y'all, it wasn't anything special, but y'all, it was good. It was good. And y'all, young Nicholas... A young Nicholas stopped by. He was checking on the elderly. And is this right? Yeah, I guess so. anyway, yes, this was on Tuesday evening. No, wait a minute. No, we're talking Wednesday now. Never mind. Anyway, y'all, when young Nicholas left on Tuesday, he was walking out and he told me my box that I've been painting needed two more coats of paint. And y'all, he picked up a second of the meat sticks that Mr. Cackle had sent him. He tried the bacon one and picked up another one on his way out. Well, that'll mean something in a minute. But anyway, today is Wednesday. So, yeah, he came by. Bitch! Fatty, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm confused. So anyway, he came over Tuesday evening when after I had my supper, because I had my supper early. I was channeling Mr. Cackle, we had a nice little visit and everything, and I watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell.
Big Betty, I wonder if old Crooked Hat touches himself inappropriately when he hears those trumpets.
I think it's more of a French horn, but anyway, it's a brass instrument. And, that, and I watched the Jeopardy with Anderson Cooper, and I turned on the sports ball game, and that was about it. The Atlanta Braves beat the ass of the, I think they were playing the Cubs. Is that right? Maybe. Anyway, Miss Lauren will let me know if they were playing the Cubs. Denny is up there, and Big Ricky, Tom and, like I say, Tom and Terry, I think they're in the San Francisco. Y'all went to bed at a reasonable time, and y'all, I was out. Out like a light, and y'all, I kept the windows closed and I turned on the air conditioning, so it was cool. It was cool. Well, I think it was the humidity that was making it not cool, because the air conditioner temperature was not as low as the outside temperature, but the humidity was high. But anyway, y'all got up on Wednesday morning. Y'all, Mother Nature woke me up. I needed a TT, and it was a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning. I said, okay, I'll go TT, and I did. And let's see, what did I do? I had my coffee and did my Sudoku, and... y'all, from my brufkas, I had, because I have to have a little something on my stomach when I have the coffee. I had the strawberry Newtons. It's like the fig Newtons, except it's strawberry in it. And, y'all, they're pretty good. They're pretty good, I have to say. And, y'all, then I went out for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle as always, came back, got my share, and, y'all, then I was off, excuse me, I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery. Y'all, I had the turkey and brie sandwich on sourdough bread. It came with the wavy chips, and y'all, after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as they do on Hump Day. went to the Vonsies. Y'all, they have the Asian bag solid that I really like. It was on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had the Bigelow teas, buy one get one free, y'all, and they had one that was lemon ginger. And so I said, you know what? I'll try it. And y'all. Then I had a coupon. The Burger King. It's not the Incredible Burger. It's the, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't have any meat in it. Well, y'all, they have the meat stuff. Except it's not meat. Patties. They had a coupon for it. It's just two patties. I said, you know what? I'm just going to try it. I've never tried it, and I thought I'd do that. Y'all picked up a bag of the Veggie Lovers Solid as well. Y'all, they had dishcloths on sale. Y'all, the ones I've got are just, they're just vulgar is what they are. So, it was $1.50 for two dish rags. So, I got that. Picked me up an onion. Half a dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had a new version of the tzatziki dip that I get for Friday at Fatty's. It was a kind of a spicy version, so I'm going to have that on Friday. Y'all, I tried the Peter G. tonic water. Well, y'all, they have all these different flavors of different waters and tonic waters. Y'all, I picked up a four-pack of the pink grapefruit tonic water. I thought I'd try that. Y'all picked up a head of cabbage. They had the dumplings, in the noodle section, they had the dumplings on sale, so I got a bag of those. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had these toaster biscuits, and it's just real thin, and you stick them in your toast, and I had a coupon for that, so I got that. And y'all, they had the biscotti cookeries, also buy one get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I only spent $34.40, but I saved $15.49. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, after I got home and put away my provisions, y'all, I was expecting some packages, and two different packages arrived. Y'all, I ordered some Peter G. tonic water, and y'all, I got replacement the squishy part on my wireless headphones. Y'all, it's just flaked off. And y'all, every time I finish recording, I've got little black things around my ear where pieces of it have flaked off. So y'all, they had on that Lesbyterian delivery service, they had replacement muffs, I'm calling them. It is just muffs, replacement muffs for my headphones. So y'all, those came and in the tonic water. And, y'all, I had also, you know, that new runner I got from my table on the veranda, y'all, they had a tablecloth, that matched it. And, so I ordered one of those and a couple of the placemats. And so I got those came in and, y'all, it's just been lovely. And then y'all, Young Nicholas came back by. I'm recording a little later than normal. Moose P has probably been worried, Big Fatty, probably so. But anyway, he came by and helped me get the headphones all working and everything. And y'all, I asked him, I said, Young Nicholas, why did you say that box I was painting needed two more coats of paint? He goes, I didn't say that. I said, yes, you did. And he goes, I don't remember saying that. And I said, well, yes. And y'all, then I came in and got, oh, by the way, one of the flavors of Mr. Cackle's meat sticks, Big Fatty, that is just sounds vulgar,
is garlic and herb. But y'all, I tried one on Wednesday afternoon, and I got the sea salt and cracked pepper. And y'all, it's good. It tastes like a Slim Jim. So I've got to get one that has a more distinct flavor. But I asked young Nicholas. I said on his way out, he picked up another one and was carrying it out to the car. And I asked him. I said, "What flavor was that?" Meat stick that you took with you when you got ready to leave. He goes, "I didn't take a meat stick with me." I said, "You most certainly did. It's exactly when you told me to paint the box three times." He goes, "I don't remember that at all." I said, "You go out there to your car and look. You will find a meat stick in that." Y'all, it was the original flavor. He had no memory of it. Y'all, it's just so sad to see him go downtown like that. But anyway, I've got to make a couple of corrections. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, yesterday, you know, I was telling you about John Davidson, and I said that he was on That's Incredible with that Fran Talkington and Kathy Lee Gifford. Y'all, he wasn't on there with Kathy Lee Gifford. Y'all, the Haunt Cub. And Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, they said Kathy, y'all, it was Kathy Lee Crosby. And they said Kathy Lee Crosby would be mortified that you thought she was Kathy Lee Gifford. Big Fatty, another example of you being confused as hell.
And USA want today to be your lucky day. Hi, I'm John Davidson, and this is Lucky Day USA. Six shows with six chances for you to play at home and win. We're giving away $25,000 a week in cash and prizes, and you can win just by using your phone. Keep watching. Make this your lucky day on USA.
Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, first of all, that jingle was stuck in my head all Wednesday night. But y'all, I found a VRC tape that recorded John Davidson announcing that Big Fatty had won the $500. But y'all, I think there are machines that you can, or places you can take VRC tapes, and they can put it not a zip drive, it's like, what are those little sticks called? Anyway, y'all, Dr. Stone commented, he says, "Why did it take 3,446 episodes before we found out you won Lucky Day? That's new content you were holding out on." Oh, Dick, I see. It's true. Well, you know, these things... You know, the older you get, you just kind of live in the past. And yes, Big Betty, and you're in the past and past and confused. You're kind of like Melissa the Confused. By the way, I heard that Melissa the Confused sent an e-letter over to that Elvis Presley show. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that driver, and y'all, he's evidently moved into his new his new villa. And Faye, I know you love being on the opening of Big Fatty's show. What do you have to say about your appearance today?
Kudos to that dead weight on Big Fatty.
Does dead weight have a carbon footprint, Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.